This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to Well, Well, Well. Jason and Adam with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program from the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. Before we go on, a big thank you to Doug and the team from the Rainbow Report, another fantastic show, yes. Round of applause, and of course that round of applause is coming from...
From me, Adam. From Adam, yes.
Great to be back on air with you.
I know, it's been a while. You've been overseas, I got a snow dome, everything worked out well.
Exactly, you're happy, that's all that matters. I'm feeling very well rested. It's everyone wins.
Yes, it is a win-win.
Of course, the listeners are going to win as well because we've got a bumper show again.
What's on the show this evening?
We're going to be joined by a couple of our colleagues from the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre and Living Positive Victoria about a new group for partners, family members, close friends.
is that a Canadian word that I'm not familiar with?
I'm continuing. Trying to move on from my little stuff up. I've had a couple of weeks off. Leave me alone.
Yeah, it shows.
It's a new group that's coming out for partners, family members, close friends who play a significant role in the lives of people living with HIV. It's called In the Loop. And we'll also be talking about some news and things happening in and around the community to keep people happy and healthy.
Yes. Well, I mean, we do love to hear from our listener.
We do. There's many ways, aren't there?
There are many ways. And what are those many ways, Jason?
I was going to leave them to you to recite.
Oh, well, I thought, you know, you've had a couple of weeks off, maybe jog your memory, get back into what they are.
No, I'm ready for that. They can phone speak to the lovely Jeanette on 1300-JOY-949. They can email on air at joy.org.au or SMS 0427-JOY-949. And if you feel like keeping in touch with us in between shows, you can follow us on Facebook as well. Just go to facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy.
Or you can tell us if you're not liking Jason's music selections for this evening, I regularly do.
I actually think you're going to enjoy them tonight. So
I'm always pleasantly surprised, though.
You may eat your words.
Has Gary had something to do with the music choices?
No, not at all. Well, to kick us off, and you can let me know what you think, we've got a little bit of Amy Winehouse.
Okay, yeah, not too bad.
With Valerie.
Ugh. The worst song that she sung, and that's the one you play. Congrats.
You were terrible to me.
Hi, it's Rolling.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. I was having too much fun.
Well, sometimes
this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and that was Amy Winehouse
with Mark. Valerie.
And so I'm just going to repeat what you said once I turned your mic off and we went to that track.
What was that?
You said it was actually quite not that bad of a song.
You are such a liar.
To what you
such
said
a liar. Oh, I did not say that. You are such a liar.
We've got a couple of witnesses which we can ask later.
But, no, we don't.
Yes, we do. But it is that time of the show. We'd like to get into news.
We would like to change tracks.
Switch gears.
Change tracks.
Sure, if you insist. Papers. Exactly. And this week's article actually comes hot off the press today.
Yes.
In fact.
Yes, you found it, didn't you?
Yeah, from Star Observer. And listen, we talked about it a bit earlier today as well, and it's something that's also happened here in Melbourne last year in the past couple of years.
Yes.
And essentially what's happened is a gay Sydney man was allegedly denied access to preventative medication by Royal Prince Alfred.
Yep.
ER.
In Sydney.
And this was PEP, which we often talk about on the show, post-exposure prophylaxis. And it's a course of anti-HIV medication which can be used after exposure to HIV, but needs to be taken within the first 72 hours.
That is correct.
So
so what was the rundown?
So what happened? Give us the gist. Essentially, there was a 30-year-old guy. He had unprotected sex with a stranger. And the following day rang the New South Wales PEP hotline, similar to the one that we have here in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And the hotline recommended that he go to his nearest emergency department mm-hmm. and request a course of PEP.
Yes.
He did that evening. And the doctor, the head doctor on duty, denied him access to the PEP medication on the grounds that he was low risk.
Mm.
Now, he persisted, he protested, and then the following day went to another hospital in Sydney.
St. Vincent's, wasn't it?
Yep. And the doctor there quickly prescribed PEP to
Yeah, him, so. I mean, the thing I think that I kind of find a little bit bewildering is that he obviously went to the RPA after speaking to a nurse mm-hmm. on the PEP hotline who had indicated that he did need to actually access PEP. Mm-hmm. So even when he went down, and obviously he spoke with the nurse, not with the doctor who actually gave the recommendation, that even though he said that I've spoken to this person previously who advised that I should be on this medication,
mm-hmm.
the nurse actually went back to, or allegedly went back to the doctor, and the result was still the same.
Mm-hmm.
So even by being told by one nurse that, yes, you should be accessing it, and then actually going to the place where you access it, and then being told, no, you're low risk. But low risk is obviously, as we know, no risk, not no risk.
Do you want to clarify that one for us?
That low risk is not no risk.
Indeed. And I mean, the article doesn't particularly state what activity had happened.
That's correct.
Other than unprotected sex. Was it oral? Mm-hmm. Was it anal? Who knows? But there are guidelines that that determine whether or not someone should be recommended PEP. And clearly those would be the ones that would be followed, I'd imagine, by that hotline as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, the New South Wales health policy states that medication should be prescribed to people whose risk of HIV contraction is higher than 1 in 15,000.
Mm-hmm.
So St. Vincent's estimated that Stephen, that's obviously not his real name, that's a
pseudonym.
That's it. I was going to say a synonym. I was like, yeah, completely wrong. Anywho, that his risk of having contracted HIV was as high as 1 in 160.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's quite a staggering difference in terms of your risk of contracting HIV in relation to the guidelines.
Indeed, and that would probably indicate that it wasn't oral sex that we were talking about here. This was unprotected anal intercourse.
Of course, yes.
So, yeah, if you want to have a look at that article, it is on starobserver.com.au, and I'd imagine you'll hear about it in Joy News tomorrow as well.
And just to let you know that he has lodged a letter of complaint to RPA Emergency, which is what happened here last year with the
Royal Melbourne,
and there was a big expose in Star Observer as well. So if this has happened to somebody, then it's obviously happened to other people as well. So we need to get this sort of action into gear to make sure it doesn't happen again.
And if you're listening and you want to let us know what your experience was like, feel free to SMS on 0427JOY949 and let us know if you had a similar experience here in Victoria or if you had a more positive experience going through the process. This is Well, Well, Well on JOY94.9. And after the break, we'll be chatting about a new group called In the Loop.
Cool.
This is Well, Well, Well on JOY94.9, and that was Samantha Jade with What You've Done to Me. And Adam, I'm guessing you approve of that song. You're bopping along.
What on earth gave you that idea?
Stop it.
No, I actually really like that song. It's campness.
Yes, it
is. To the maximum.
It is. But as we mentioned before, we're joined by our guests for this evening, Judith Gorst and Guy Hussey from Living Positive Victoria and Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre's counselling services. Positive counselling?
It's called Positive Health.
Health. I always mix those two up. It's terrible of me.
Mm-hmm.
But welcome back to Well, Well, Well to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, before we get into the content of I guess, the interview, do you want to share a bit with the listener about your respective roles at your respective organisations? Maybe start with you, Judith.
Sure. I work 2 days a week at the Victorian AIDS Council on the counselling unit, and there are some full-time and some part-time staff who work there, some paid staff, some volunteer staff. It's a 5-day week, Monday to Friday service. And I know that we work from between 9 in the morning and 9 at night. The last appointment is at 8 o'clock in the evening, and that really is for people who are working and who need to access counselling after working hours. So, yes, it's, and there are two, no, we've got three sites. One of the most of the counselling happens in Claremont Street at the Victorian AIDS Council, and I work one day a week out with Guy at Coventry Street at Living Positive Victoria. And one of my colleagues works one morning out in Footscray in Western Region Health. So for people who find it difficult to access coming to South Yarra or don't actually want to access counselling at the Victorian AIDS Council, there are some options for them, and this is really why we've got two different sites. And I believe there are some moves around to perhaps open up another office or access
location, like a location, satellite, yeah,
somewhere else sometime this year. I'm not completely sure when that will happen.
Great. Guy, what about you? What are you up to?
What am I up to? Lots. Always up to lots at Living Positive Victoria. Yes. So I'm there 5 days a week, Judith. Oh. I beat you.
Not a competition.
Don't beat me,
Guy. And, yeah, look, I'm involved in a range of activities from that perspective. And no, that's not my mobile. So, yeah, my official title is Senior Programs and Policy Officer with the organisation. So I've got a hand in quite a few pies.
Excellent. Now, after the break, we're going to be talking about a new group called In the Loop. Do you want to share with the listener a little bit about what that's all about?
It's about if people are in the loop, it's a group for them.
Ooh, that's a little bit of a teaser. I like that.
That's intriguing. There's the hook.
Well, we're just going to listen to a short track from The Gossip 2012. You are listening to Well, Well, Well.
Good choice.
See, look, I'm doing well tonight.
Depends on which song, actually.
I said 2012.
Oh, right.
If only you were listening. Terrible. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and that was The Gossip with 2012. And we are chatting with Judith and Guy from the VAC's Positive Health and Living Positive Victoria. Now, before the break, you gave us a little bit of a teaser, Guy, about In the Loop.
Yes.
Give us a bit more information. Come on. Okay. What is it all about?
It's really, I mean, the name of the group does really pretty much encapsulate sort of the aim of the group in the sense that it's a group for people that are in the loop of a person who's living with HIV. So whether that be a care of, partner of, very good friend of, or just a carer. So someone who's actually volunteering to be a carer from that perspective. But there's not really any sort of, I guess, support group out there for that demographic. And as we know, it's a demographic that is commonly far-reaching than just sort of, I guess, the privileged position that we within the GLBTI community, for example, share in the sense of being in the know around a lot of services that are actually around. So it's going to be a fantastic group from that perspective. It's going to be sort of set within a peer context, educative context, and also therapeutic context.
So I guess the first question that comes to mind for me when we talk about people in the loop, how close in the loop do they need to be in order to kind of be appropriate for this group?
Well, I guess we're looking at that sort of primary person. And as we know, you know, stigma, discrimination, and, you know, all of that still lives and resides out there very well around HIV. So we're talking about those people that are in the immediate sort of proximity of the person. Namely, you know, there are some people that are very public about their HIV status, but then there's others that are very much sort of guarded, and it might be just one person or one or two people that actually have that information about that person.
Okay. And you mentioned that it wasn't just a support group, that it's also, I guess, you know, in an educative context. So it's information provision and it's, I guess, you know, providing them with a list of contacts and resources. So obviously it would be encapsulating in terms of the wealth of information that you could provide. So how did you go about sort of streamlining it and sort of making it easily digestible and very accommodating, I guess?
Well, you know, it's a new group from that perspective. So it will be a group that obviously has some evaluation definitely tied to it. But it was just actually looking at what are some of the gaps, you know. You know, going back to that sort of privileged position of being within a community that has had long-standing knowledge, awareness around HIV, and just looking outside of that and looking sort of to, you know, culturally and linguistically diverse communities, emerging communities, and thinking that that's not necessarily insight. And if we start layering other bits of information in there, like your race, gender, ethnicity, it does become a lot more of a tangled web where it can quite literally just be that one person out there.
And so what are some of the challenges that are unique to this particular group of people?
I'm going to throw to Judith on that one.
I think it's the main challenge is that anyone who's caring for someone with HIV has got a very different role from the role they had perhaps 15 years ago when, especially in the gay community, people were looking after their partners or very close friends, and there was a sort of finite amount of time for the majority of people they were looking after because of the lack of treatments and the fact that people were dying in enormous numbers, or huge numbers here. The thing now that people, you might have signed up to care for your partner or your son or your daughter or whoever it might be, and there isn't necessarily an end point. And I think one of the things that this group, Guy and I, are hoping to talk about and encourage discussions among the people who join the group will be around the whole sort of idea of this is a long-term chronic infection now, and just what it means. You know, if I'm signing up for this, I'm signing up for it, but when is it going to stop? And what that actually means for the carer, which might be very, very different. It's much, much better. I'm not saying we want to go back to the time before in the 90s. But I think it's a very, very different job that people have.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
But the things that are the same are the stigma and the discrimination and the secrecy around perhaps not being able to talk to your friends or other people in your workplace, etc., about just what you are doing at the weekends or why you don't go on holiday overseas because of the fact that you're looking after someone at home. Mm. So those would be the chief things that we'll be hopefully talking about more.
Great. Well, we've got to take a short little break. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And if you've just joined us, we are chatting to Judith from the VAC and Guy from Living Positive Victoria about the upcoming group called In the Loop. Now, Judith, before the break, you were talking about you know, how the role of care has changed over the course of the HIV epidemic, and how that's one of the things that's looking to be fleshed out in the group. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other issues and things that that you're hoping to work through the course of In the Loop?
Sure. It's going to be held over two days, and I think the first day is going to be more focused on information provision and places where people can go and access some more support if they don't already know where to go, and also answer questions and provide information, because I think sometimes, particularly some of the clients who don't necessarily belong or aren't very well connected in the GLBTQ community, there are some gaps in knowledge, and things have changed so much that hopefully we'll be able to update people who already think they know everything, and maybe they do know everything, but give sort of clearer information. And the second part of on the second day or the second Saturday, we're going to spend more time actually talking about ways that carers might be able to look after themselves, because it's sort of well known that people who do a lot of caring actually on the whole can ignore their own needs, and perhaps they've got into the habit of actually not saying no, or not saying I can't manage that, or I need to take a break, and talking about ways that they can recognise that and perhaps get ideas from other people in the group of ways they can ask for that for themselves.
So looking at that issue of self-care and building resilience.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so you said it was over 2 days, over two Saturdays. Is there a set date for in the group, or where can more people get information or register to be part of this group?
Sure. They can contact either Judith or myself. I'm possibly the easier person to get a hold of, just because I'm where I am 5 days a week.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah. So people can feel free to get in contact with me, Guy Hussey, Living Positive Victoria, on 9863 8733.
And they can just call between 9 to 5 and just speak to you and get some more information about the group. And
most definitely, yeah.
And just, I guess, you know, one of the biggest concerns, I guess, with someone who's caring for someone or living with someone who's HIV positive is there any cost involved in this? Like, because obviously it's time out of their week and time away from being a carer. So obviously if there's a cost involved, you don't want to be burdening people. What's the deal? GO?
Yeah, what's the GO on that one? There is no cost.
Oh, free. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
And when are we looking to run?
We're looking at running with the first day of the session, first day of the group, towards the end of February.
Okay.
Yeah. And it will obviously always be dependent on coming up with the right numbers to run a group from that perspective. But that's certainly when we've got it sort of slated into the calendar for.
Well, hopefully if there are any carers or people living with HIV listening who might want to refer their care... any of the carers to the group, they
or friends, family
yeah. members,
and it's really that, because I think the other thing that those self-care strategies, why they are so important, is that, you know, as Judith encapsulated, people are sort of making a commitment, and it's a lot longer commitment than it once was, and we know that relationships of every kind sort of break down. So part of what we'll also be looking to do is, you know, if a person has said, yep, enough's enough kind of thing, how they can actually sort of safely exit a person living with HIV's life, but ensure that that person's still in a supported place.
Fantastic.
Well, once again, the number to call if you want to get a hold of Guy for more information or to register for the group is 9863 8733. Thank you to you both for joining us this evening.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be sure to plug the group in the coming weeks as well.
Definitely.
Thanks.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and this is Dragonette with Live in This City. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and that was Dragonette, and you're shaking your head no, and I am shaking my head oh, yes.
You're doing a bit more than that. Oh, God, no, Jason, no. You've played a couple of songs by them before that actually haven't been too bad, but for some reason, this one just...
You know what? If for everyone listening, and for you, I've got some homework for next week's show. Go onto YouTube and have a look at the music video, and I think it'll probably sway you. Because I wasn't a huge fan of the song. The clip has kind of got me over the line.
Well, you see, if you need a visual cue to listen to some audio music to make it better, then there's a problem with the song. Anywho, moving on. This is also another part of the show where we like to change tracks again, because we've got something very special to
This is the part of the show where I want to reach over the panel and slap you.
I'm lucky you're short. You can't reach. No, well, look, we do have something important to talk to you guys about, because obviously every year the Gay and Bisexual Men of Melbourne are kind of, how would you say, attacked with a survey of some particular kind. No, I joke. It's the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey 2013, and obviously this is a very important survey that is run annually by the University of New South Wales. So it's also run in conjunction with the Victorian AIDS Council and Living Positive Victoria through the National Centre in HIV Social Research and the Kirby Institute. So that's a lot of people involved in this.
And it's a lot to say.
It is. It's run nationwide, but it's really, really important that if you're a gay and bisexual man in Melbourne and you come across anyone with this survey, because it's going to be at Carnival. It's going to be in the Sex on Premises venues. It's going to be at
bars and clubs.
Bars and clubs as well. That you actually spend 5 and 10 minutes and just fill out the survey, because it really informs the information and the research that we have around sexual practices.
Exactly. I mean, I know that when I came from Canada to work in HIV here in Melbourne, it was fantastic that we had this little annual snapshot of what was going on in the community in terms of behavior, in terms of risk, in terms of recreational drug use, where guys went to look for sexual partners, whether it was online, in bars, beats, whatever. All of that, it really paints a fairly good picture for us every year as to what the trends are and what's happening, and helps inform the work that we do.
Yeah, very, very much so. And I think they always get around about anywhere between 1300 to 1800. There's sort of been a bigger increase, I guess, as the survey has gone on, and I guess events like Carnival have gotten mm-hmm. bigger, and you know, certain venues and pubs and clubs and stuff have gotten bigger as well. But if you do get a chance, we really do strongly suggest that you fill out the survey, because it's so useful in so many different ways to compare between states,
mm-hmm.
within different regions, within Victoria and Melbourne, and also against different behaviours, what people are getting up to.
And, you know, when it's probably one of the shorter surveys you can do at Carnival.
It's so simple.
Really quick and easy. It's an anonymous survey. It's one that you'll often read about the results of in gay media as well,
yep.
later on in the year. So, you know, do Tex a favour.
Yes, because Tex is the coordinator.
He's the state coordinator for us here. You can go to the stall, say hello, grab a clipboard, and they'll give you a sticker, and then no one will ask you to fill it out again the rest of the day.
And you wear that red dot proudly, because
indeed.
I swear to God, they will come up to you every 5 minutes and ask you.
Because it's really important.
It
it's really,
yeah,
really important to
definitely.
Get everyone's input into the survey. So again, that's the Melbourne Gay Community Periodic Survey, and the recruitment for that is kicking off this Sunday at Midsummer Carnival, and concluding the following Sunday. So you've got a week to fill it out. They'll be around at clinics, venues, sex on premises venues,
mm-hmm.
and most importantly at Carnival. So you've
yes.
got lots of opportunities, but if you're there on Sunday, take a clipboard, get it over with, and you'll be good to go.
Awesome. I like it. I fill mine out.
Excellent. Well, this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, so I guess
we've got another track to take us away, and it's I think you'll be a fan of this one. It's Ellie Goulding.
Oh, which one?
The writer.
Oh.
Oh, I can change it.
No, it's fine. Play it. I actually really like Ellie.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and that was Ellie Goulding with The Writer.
It's a lovely song.
It is a very lovely song. She's got a lovely voice from the album Lights.
Yeah.
And you said you...
Well, no, because
I've got that one.
No, because I've got the album Halcyon, or whatever it's called, which is the latest one that was released in October of last year. So obviously your JB Hi-Fi bargain deals.
It wasn't JB Hi-Fi.
iTunes bargain deals didn't pay off.
Canadian Boxing Day sales. Booyah. It's all right. I also got Kesha's latest one, which I know is the latest one, and it's coming up next as well.
Awesome.
Woo.
That's what you want. Placenta in a bottle and fecal matter.
It is that time in the show.
Yes.
Where we'd like to talk about some things happening in the coming days, weeks, whatnot, or some new little tidbits of information.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the big one on everyone's mind right now is Midsummer Carnival.
Yay!
The festival kicks off this Sunday down at Birrarung Mar, mm-hmm. and it's a busy time for us. It's been a crazy week at the office.
Oh, God.
And so Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre will be there. Living Positive Victoria will have a stall as well. And, of course, Joy 94.9 will be doing a live broadcast down there.
Yep.
Everyone is busy. It is the place to be.
And the show bags and the goodies that you get.
Oh.
That's what I'm really looking forward to.
Yes, it's going to be lots of fun, lots and lots of fun. So, I think I'm hoping that the VAC's now got a bit of a reputation for having some good stuff.
We do have some pretty cool items in there, I think.
I think so as well. It's pretty full. This is probably one of the fuller ones that we've had in recent years.
I think so.
If you're a Being Brendo fan, you should come along, because there's some really cool promo gear from that.
Yeah, some pretty good staying negative stuff as well.
Staying negative stuff as well. Just come on by, have a chat with us, and ask the staff or volunteers for your show bag as well. So,
and what time does it start?
It all kicks off at 12? It's 11
that
or 12.
That is such a random guess.
Yeah, it's 11 or 12. Come at 12. It'll be bumping by then. And, of course, Tea Dance is happening that night as well.
Yes.
Kick around later. It's starting earlier this year at 5.
Wow.
So it's going to be... It should be a great day. It doesn't look like it's going to be ridiculously hot. I think it's going to be a bit cloudy.
Yeah.
But...
I think a couple of small isolated showers. Yeah, exactly.
Good luck, weather.
I'd prefer that over the...
40 degrees.
Yeah, totally.
No, thanks. Come on down. Say hello. And as we said before, come and go and say hello to Tex and fill out that survey as well.
Yeah, and I guess just another quick thing to mention just before the end of the show is the Enough campaign, which is enuf.org.au. It's a new website out by Living Positive Victoria. You're encouraged to submit your stories about stigma and discrimination, like Australian Olympian Jai Wallace.
Mm.
So there's badges with Enough messages are available now from locations, including Joy 94.9, bars and other venues.
Yeah, and of course, I know the circuit bar has come on board as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the staff there have been wearing them, and it's a great campaign because it's not only for people living with HIV to go online and share their stories about HIV related stigma and discrimination, but for anyone in the community to talk about what they've seen, what they've experienced, and really kind of call it out.
Yeah.
And say enough's enough. The Melbourne Chargers, the rugby club, recently came on board as Enough ambassadors as well. So good on them.
Yeah, congratulations.
Great campaign. That's the Enough, enuf.org.au.
And would you believe that's the end of the show?
That's it. That's it. That's all, my friends. We'll be back next week, though.
We will be back next
you
week.
You and I.
I know, doing it all over again.
Oh, come on.
It's
my
good.
It's my turn to bag out your music.
Yeah, true.
Do we know what's on the show next week?
On the show next week, we will be chatting with Tanya Millard about a particular positive outlook study. There we go. See, there was a question you didn't think I'd get, did you?
I didn't. That's why I asked it. But coming up next, of course, is Hide and Seek,
mm-hmm,
with Dean and Andrew. So tune into that. It should be another fantastic show. But leaving us at this evening is Kesha with Warrior, but we'll see you next week.
See ya.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.